Come in, Trevelyan, Inspector Lanner.
Good afternoon, sir.
Watson, my dear fellow, I hope your researches proved successful.
No, I'm sorry, Holmes. Not to put too fine a point on it. I'm afraid I've drawn a blank.
Oh, surely not.
The fact is, there were no burglaries in the West End on the night in question.
But that's impossible. Blessington told me himself.
You're sure you didn't mistake the date?
I'm quite certain of it.
Well, there's no news of any burglaries that night. The only item of that sort concerned not burglars, but safe breakers. Bank robbers, to be precise.
There was a bank robbery in the West End?
No, the robbery had taken place a good many years earlier. Four of the safe breakers were caught and sentenced. One of them was hanged. The other three got 15 years apiece. And on the 13th of September, several years before they had served their full term, they were released from prison.
The Worthington bank raid.
I see you remember the case, Inspector. Do you recall the names of the criminals?
Just a minute, let's see. Cartwright was the ringleader. He was hanged. The others were Biddle, Haywood, Almeida, and Sutton. Now, Sutton turned Queen's evidence, and it was on his testimony that the rest were convicted.
Yes, thank you, Inspector. If you care to take Dr. Trevelyan with you to Scotland Yard, I think he will be able to identify photographs of the men. Two of them as the bogus Russians, and a third as the informer, Sutton, better known to us as Mr. Alfred Blessington.
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, Trevelyan.
It's a chilly night. Come and sit by the fire.
You're very kind. Forgive me for imposing upon you yet again, Mr. Holmes.
No, not at all. I was hoping you might return to tell us how you fared at the Yard.
You were right, of course. Sutton was Blessington. Hmm. Biddle and Haywood were the other two. Yes. I recognise their pictures. But the other man, Almeida, was a stranger to me.
Yes, but where are they now? That's what I want to know.
Lying low, I suppose. The inspector seems pretty confident he'll run them to earth before long.
I hope so, indeed. Three intruders. And yet, Lanner tells us the front door of your house was locked and bolted from the inside after the villains left. That means there must have been someone else. A Confederate within the house.
I don't see how that could be possible. Unless
perhaps I might interrupt you there. I noticed that when we arrived at Brook Street this morning, you opened the front door to us yourself.
So I did. Our Spanish maid, Maria, was in such a state of hysteria after discovering the body, she took to her heels and hasn't been seen since.
And I think you mentioned that she hadn't been with you very long. Spanish, you say, or could she have been Portuguese?
Possibly. Spanish, Portuguese, what difference does it make?
Well, only that Almeida is a Portuguese name. Hmm? Well, don't you see? Huh? She must have been the contact in the house, the link with the other man.
How do you mean, the link?
I don't know. Wife, sister, fiancé. And now I come to think of it, this very moment... Oh, Watson, have you the times there?
Yes?
Yes, look up there, today's sailings and the European shipping lines.
Navigational news, shipping lines. Yes, here we are.
Good. Was there a ship bound for Lisbon today?
Lisbon. From Tilbury, the SS Nora Craner, sailing at 11 p.m. tonight.
Come, time is short. We must call a cab at once.
Watson, have you sufficient light to read your watch?
Yes. 10 minutes to 11.
And we're approaching the entrance to the docks. We should be there in time.
Thank God that we are. It was a devilish plot. Three men determined upon revenge. Twice they tried to get at the traitor and failed. For the third time, they succeeded.
So, all that talk about burglary was just the blind.
Small wonder he should have been thrown into such a state of terror when he read in the paper that his cronies had been set free. The men he betrayed, at large, bent on vengeance.
But when he asked for your help, why didn't he tell you the truth?
Well, his secret was a shameful one. He dared not disclose it. Now he knows the reason for that long discussion around his bed. The three men were holding their own judicial court, prosecuting him and condemning him to death. No doubt they looked upon it as a form of rough justice. Here we are. We must go directly to the shipping office. Watson, are you there?
Over here, Holmes.
Well, sir, have the men been apprehended?
What's the matter?
We were too late. There was an exceptionally high tide this evening, and the Nora Craner sailed 15 minutes early. By this time, she'll be heading for the open sea.
I told the message we sent to Lisbon, instructing the local police to pick them up on arrival.
These things take time, Doctor. International bureaucracy, like the mills of God, grinds very slowly. I fear that the murderers have slipped through our hands.
Something interesting in the morning paper, Holmes?
Hmm.
Well, not as much.
You seem to be particularly absorbed.
Yes. You remember the
Brook Street mystery a few weeks ago?
I remember it very well.
Yes. And have you considered adding it to your chronicles?
No.
Well, why not?
It didn't seem worthwhile. After all, your part in it was hardly accentuated by the fact that the murderers got away.
Really?
What makes you ask?
There was a short paragraph in the Times which might interest you. Yes, it concerns the men who escaped.
They were caught after all?
No, it's not that. It's a brief announcement.
The wreckage has been found of the ill-fated steamer Nora Craner, which was recently reported missing. She must now be presumed to have gone down with all hands off the Portuguese coast, some leagues to the north of Oporto. There were no survivors.
Rough justice, Watson. Rough justice.
In The Resident Patient, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Robert Lang as Alfred Blessington, Clarence Smith as Dr. Trevelyan, David Kossoff as Count Orlovsky, George Winter as Stefan Orlovsky, Eric Allen as Inspector Lanner, Adjoa Ando as Maria the Maid, and Cyril Jenkins as the Lady of the Night. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Resident Patient was dramatized for radio by Peter Ling and directed by Enid Williams.